I definitely felt like I've let my team down because I know how important it was for us to maintain the lead, and there's not a team in the PSL that prepares for the league to not win it. We are no different. I don't think it's impossible for us to achieve, and I want to be accounted for and take responsibility for lifting my hand up and saying, yes, I've affected the game, and the camaraderie you have in the group, it's second to none.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Shane Matsoyane, bringing you the big interview. In studio today, we are joined by two national team players. I say national team because one recently has been called back into the national team of Bafana to face Zambia next month. Kermit Erasmus, another national team player joining us here in studio, is Mozambique's number one left back, Edmilson Dove. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Edmilson, let me start off with you. You've been earning a lot of team caps recently, but I want to talk about the recent AFCON, which you guys didn't qualify for. Why has it been a struggle for you guys to qualify for AFCON?
I think the coach was trying to build a team that can be consistent, but I can't take that as excuse of why we didn't qualify. I think we played really good football. We have a good team. But lack of concentration in the last minutes, which we conceded a lot of goals, that's what made us not qualify for the AFCON.
And the last time you guys qualified, according to what I have here, it was way back in 2010. The African Cup of Nations, which was hosted in Angola. That was the last time you guys...
That was the last time. But at that time, I wasn't playing for the national team yet.
Before we talk about your career so far at Cape Town City, let us now bring in Romeo. Kermit, I don't even know how I should introduce you to our listeners, man. Are we going to do it in English or Sishaya njengesiZulu mfana? Romeo, I mean, just like your teammate here, man, you recently made it back to the national team. Feeling excited this time around?
Yeah, I'm quite pleased to be back in the national team, you know, being on the field, knowing my ability and believing in myself. There's no doubt in my mind that I wouldn't be there if I'm on the field. So I'm really happy to be there, and hopefully I can be of an impact to the national team, like I've been in the recent games for club level, Cape Town City.
You feel like you are now ready to put on the Bafana jersey and help Bafana score goals?
Yeah, most definitely. I think for me, playing in a team sport, I think scoring goals is important, but you cannot score goals if you don't create the chances. And I think if you create chances, we have to convert them. And only to score goals, firstly, to score goals, you have to create chances. So for me, if you create the chances, then the chances of you scoring is much more bigger. So I think even at club level, we create a lot of chances. Yes, we miss at times, but in any other sport, like basketball too, you miss also chances you create. So it's all about converting those chances and working on converting the chance you create and having a good conversion rate. So for me, being back in national team, hopefully I can contribute positively. And if I don't score chances that's been created, I can create for my teammates as well.
How did you feel though, Kermit? I mean, that recently Bafana were in Egypt for the AFCON and your name wasn't there in Coach Stuart Baxter's selected team.
Yes, of course I was disappointed, you know, like any other South African player that was there that wasn't selected. But, you know, it just got to motivate you to keep working harder. You know, it's not the end of the world just because I wasn't called up. And I know a lot of fans of football in South Africa felt that I needed to be there, but you know, we got to respect the coach's decision, and I got to move on from that and motivate myself to keep doing better and working harder for my club. And once you're doing well at your club, then there's no reason why you cannot be called to the national team.
And well, you are back now into the national team, and do you believe that you can be coach Molefi Ntseki's go-to guy for goals? Bafana have been struggling in front of goals recently.
I wouldn't say I want to be the go-to guy, or I could be the go-to guy. For me, I just want to be part of a team that can elevate the nation, you know. And for me, just to contribute as one of the team members, because, you know, football is a team sport. You know, whoever shines on the day, everybody has their moment to shine in every game. So it might not be me, it might be somebody else, but we all give praise, and we give credit where it's due. And for me, if I get the chance, I'll definitely give my best. And that's what I'm there for.
Now, let us bring Ed Nelson Dove back into the conversation. You are considered one of the best left backs in the country, and you've been consistently in coach Benny McCarthy's team for the past 2-3 seasons. But recently, you've been playing as a left center back, and you seem to be enjoying it. Is that your new position now at the club?
I wouldn't say so, but you know, when the team needs you and you gotta step up and do your best whenever they call you. So I had to slot in as a center back because most of our center backs last season were injured. And luckily, when they slotted me there, I did well. So the coach decided to continue with me playing there. And, you know, it's all about giving your best whenever they call you. So that's what I'm doing. And it's really good. It's really good. I wouldn't say I'm not enjoying. I'm enjoying, of course, because I'm in the pitch and that's what I love most. So it's been great so far.
And you guys, I mean, both of you, as a team, Cape Town City, you closed off the 2018-19 season on a very high note last season. But so far this season, you haven't been doing pretty well as everybody would have expected. And this question goes to both of you. What seems to be the matter at Cape Town City at the moment?
I don't think there's any problem. I think it's just about gaining momentum and rhythm, you know. Yes, it's still early in the season and points are important to gain, but you know, it's still a long way to go. Like they always say, it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. So you know, as time goes on, it's all about getting better as a team, gelling well, and I think in due time it will happen.
Dove?
Yeah, of course. I mean we didn't start so well, but that's not something that bothers us at this stage of the season.
Sure.
Of course we keep working hard every day, and the coach shouted at us, and that's good. I mean, we're still in the early stage of the season, and we just got to keep trying what we're doing, and at some point it will happen.
And now the game against Kaizer Chiefs on Tuesday. You guys seem to have had it in the bag until very late in the game. What happened in that game?
It was a game of two halves because first half we played really good. But second half, we didn't start so well, and we allowed them to come at us. I think dropping a bit off in the second half, and we couldn't build anymore. It kills us a bit because, you know, our game is not playing long balls, but at some point we're forced to play long balls. So I think dropping off at the second half. I mean,
sure.
And at the stage that probably Kemit had to go off. It also killed us a bit because he was holding the balls for us, and he was giving us confidence to go forward. So yeah, I think is one of those games that things don't go as you planned, but we gotta keep on.
Mm-hmm. And I was coming to that moment where Kemit Erasmus was substituted by Coach Benny. Were you injured, or was it just a tactical change on that day?
Yeah, I had a bit of a knock on Sunday, 2 days before the game, you know, in training. And that has brought a bit of discomfort to my calf at the time. And, you know, I was contemplating whether I should go ahead to start the game because I wasn't feeling confident of being able to play through the discomfort. But, you know, as I got in the change room, I decided that I would go through and start the game and see how it goes. And rather than just not start the game and never know what could have been. So for me, I started the game and it felt okay. Bearable that I could train or play with, play through, and it went well for me in the first half, you know, and it just happened for me. And when the second half started, as soon as I came out of the change room, and that's when it felt like it was getting a bit niggling more and getting a little bit worse than what it was before the game or during the first half. And I just felt, you know, I gotta protect myself as well. Yes, I would have loved to be more of importance to the team, but you know, I think the coaches wanted me to be cautious because, like I said, it's only the fourth league game of the season, and we still got a long way to go. Better safe than sorry, and not be out for longer than being back in for the next game. So
yeah, and you
that's
opened
one of the reasons.
Sorry, there, Kemit.
No,
I mean, you were the one who opened the scoring just 2 minutes into the game, and you also had another opportunity to double the lead towards the end of the first half. You guys should have went 2-0 up, but after you were substituted and in the end you guys lost the match. How did it feel though after the match?
Yeah, I definitely felt like I've let my team down because I know how important it was for us to maintain the lead and to see us losing the lead like that, knowing that if I stayed on the field, maybe it wouldn't be that result. It wouldn't be the case.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it did disappoint me. I felt like I've let my team down. But at the end of the day, I also got to be cautious of my well-being. And yes, I want to win games, and I want to enjoy myself doing that. Mm-hmm. And I want to be accounted for and take responsibility for lifting my hand up and saying, yes, I've affected the game in a positive way. But you know, it's something that I got to deal with. You know, it's a disappointment for me personally that I couldn't carry on longer than I did. But you know, we learn from these things, and hopefully the next time I can deal with it in a better way.
Mm-hmm. You know, and tell me, how are the injuries to the likes of Roland Puche and Tabono Dada? How has those injuries affected you guys as a team?
Yeah, those obviously key players in our team, and it affected us tremendously. You know, that was the core of the midfield while they were playing, and you know, and that's why we had to bring in other players like the likes of Mubara and Tata Mukeke at the time.
Mm.
You know, they are important players for the team. Everybody's important for the team. You know, and I think we depend on one another to get results and to do well, because like I said, it's a team sport.
Mm.
And the unity we have and the camaraderie we have in within the group, it's second to none. And I think with the team that we have at the moment and the way we are with one another, we can achieve a lot this season as well.
Nelson, what are your goals and ambitions for this new season?
Of course, as any other player, I wish to win a lot of trophies with this team. We have a bunch of good players that they're hungry and they work hard every day to achieve things. So we're willing to give our best as a group, as a family, most of all, to win what is there for us. You know, we got to take one game at a time, but I think at the end of the day, good things will happen for this team.
Yeah, and Kermit, you are just two goals shy away from the leading top scorer at the moment, Brett De Grobler. But at the end of the season, where would you like to see yourself and your team?
Well, hopefully at the top of the table. You know, I don't think there's not a team in the PSL that prepares for the league to not win it. And I think we are no different. For us as Cape Town City, I think we stand a good chance, just like any other team does. And hopefully we can achieve that this season. I think if we stay consistent and we pick up important points away and make sure we win at home, I think I don't think it's impossible for us to achieve. And for me personally, this is to contribute, score a lot of goals. Like you said, I'm two goals away from the top scorer, and being top goal scorer is there for the taking. We all started the season off at the same time, so it's a long way to go, and we see what happens.
The last time I saw you performing at one of your top levels was when you were playing the CAF Confederations Cup back in 2015, before you went to France. So my question now to you, what are your ambitions about going back with Cape Town City, maybe to play Champions League or the CAF Confederations Cup again?
Yeah, definitely that will be a great achievement to qualify, you know, and to be part of that that tournament is a great deal, not only for Cape Town City, but for the country as a whole. If you see DS Galaxy, they qualified for the group stages, or they got one more round to play.
Just one more round.
One more round.
Yeah.
They're doing really well, and it's good for the country as well. First division team, you know, playing in the Confederations Cup possibly. You know, it's a great achievement, you know, and for Cape Town City to be part of that would be great as well. And it's a good experience for the players, for me included, you know, to see what it's like and to challenge yourself in Africa.
Sure.
Rubbing shoulders against big players from Africa, you know, and understanding the dynamics of how other teams play and, you know, trying to compete at that level.
Mm.
It's a challenge, and you can only get better as a professional.
And that is all for today. See you again next time. It is goodbye from myself.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.